encourage you. Really, maybe this is a way to start. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Do it today. Don't delay. The other guy's not doing it. You get in God's economy.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And, hi, Melody. How are you doing tonight? Oh, let's see. Hey, we got Melody there. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, we're certainly living in exciting times.
Well, we certainly are, and it's almost like a roller coaster, and we certainly have our ups and downs, particularly if you're an owner of gold.
All right. Well, what happened today? It was down a little bit this morning. What did it do to the rest of the day?
Well, it followed through. We're down right now around $16, around 9:38, but they came in, and, you know, you have the Chinese delegate visiting in Washington, and, you know, they had to put a little bit of strength in the U.S. dollar to keep it from its continued devaluation. But, you know, it was up a little bit stronger today. But after the markets, it's down again. And so we have a little bit of a comeback in gold. So we'll just have to see if it plays through. But it still looks like gold is very strong around the 900 level. And so I'm not worried at this point in time. We always knew it would take a steam shovel to get through 1,000 for gold, but I do believe once we do get through and we break through that, we should should do quite well and quite fast. I believe people have become complacent. I believe a lot of people are buying into the news reports, though it didn't show that in the consumer confidence today numbers, but with the way they spin the numbers in the housing market and everything else, it seems that people think inflation is a little bit further away than what I believe it is.
All right. Well, I think basically we certainly need to look and see exactly what's happening. There was an article either today or yesterday in the Wall Street Journal that said that they'd come to the conclusion the Commodity Finance Trading Corporation, which is supposed to regulate the commodity manipulation, said that they had come to the conclusion that the rise and fall in the price of oil was all related to speculators, and of course, so the people on the speculators, oh no, that's not why this is happening. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that the world is awash with oil. They have tankers filled with oil. They have no place to put it. In fact, they're simply storing it in tankers at tremendous expense, because there's so much oil out there, and yet the price, even in the face of massive quantities of oil, the price goes up. Why? Because it's manipulated. And in this similar manner, they manipulate the price of gold and of silver and the stock market and commodities, but they cannot let the average individual understand that everything is illusion and delusion, and it's all symbolism over substance. It is all manipulated, and certainly they're manipulating the price of gold and silver. But if you look and see what's going on in the world today, why we see the progressive contraction of the economy. Oh, they tell you things are getting better. Ladies and gentlemen, the economy cannot improve until we have new jobs. And we are losing jobs, I mean, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 jobs every month. And we'd be losing a lot more if they weren't lying about it. Suddenly, Bert Doman puts out the Wellington letters talking about 30 million Americans either unemployed or underemployed, and he's got his finger right on the pulse of things, but they can't let the American people understand what's really going on. They've got to tell us things are getting better, and they're not getting better. Suddenly, production is down, you know, suddenly 20 to 30%, exports are down 30 to 40%. The economy of the state here in California is collapsing, and it's going to get a lot worse. We'll be right back. Well, it's Melody, go ahead and pick up the story there.
Well, you know, I mentioned it before, you know, in the next 3 months, we have several million unemployed that will be falling out of the Social Security safety net. And a lot of these people were laid off in the second half of 2008. And there's going to be, and if you add on to the 4 million that were laid off in the first half of 2009, it's more millions of people that will be falling out of the Social Security. Their benefits are falling out, or no longer. They're running out, and you're looking at the time frame. And of course, this time frame, you're looking at families that will be totally broke come the holidays. And again, we know what the holidays are. You have many the retail businesses that can still maintain being in business. Base their existence on the holiday season, so many of them don't even turn a profit until the holidays. So, you know, I think everything is going to be coming to a head come this fall, December, and shortly thereafter. There's many predictions of this exactly happening, and I'm not a time person. I don't think anybody can predict the future, but we can certainly see the pattern, and we can certainly see these numbers certainly not improving, but deteriorating rapidly. We have banks. We had what, 5-6 banks last week or the week before. We had 7 fail again this week, and of course they all happen on Fridays. And there really isn't a bright spot out there. The only bright spot that you find is the spin that they do on the numbers. And I guess they work for the people who can't think. But I believe. It's difficult to tell what the people really do think out there anymore. You hear them say one thing, but yet then their actions say that they think something else. So, but the best thing that the listeners can do is just worry about themselves at this point in time.
Well, you know, Cindy, it was announced just in the last 48 hours that a lot of the major banks have cut back dramatically on their lending. I don't know whether that's news, because obviously the major banks have not been lending. And, of course, you can't have industrial production without credit. You can't have new jobs unless you've got industrial production. And you can't have a recovery unless you've got new jobs. So this is just the way that it is. And, of course, what people do not understand is there really are people who have a different agenda. They believe in the Earth Charter. They're still involved in transferring American jobs overseas. They call it outsourcing. And with that, of course, comes the loss of the manufacturing base of America. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I would like to hear from you. Of course, basically, we are pouring out, I think, what the stimulus bill was about $787 billion. They've only spent about $100 billion of that. There will be a lot of government projects that will be underway later this year and certainly next year in the spring in an effort to have the economy looking better before the congressional elections in 2010. The problem is that all of these construction jobs are temporary jobs, and when the money has been spent into the circulation, and it will certainly circulate around, and it will stimulate the economy, But, of course, when those jobs are gone, they're gone. There are not going to be any new jobs, because you can't have new jobs, at least in production, in manufacturing, unless, of course, you're going to expand manufacturing, and the whole idea is to transfer manufacturing to other countries. And why are we giving all this money, some $50 billion to General Motors, when we're telling them to shut down the Subaru plant, and to shut down the Saturn plant, and to shut down the Pontiac plant, and to shut down the Hummer plant, and sell them to other people? And what they're really talking about is, when General Motors comes back again, it's going to be very lean. What does it mean? It's going to mean it's got a lot less employees, it's got a lot less production, it's got a lot less factories. And then what's going to happen to those jobs? Why, General Motors is expanding its production in China, expanding its production in India, expanding its production in Russia and in Brazil, all of which places it has the plants. They call them the BRIC nations. And it is the real purpose of our government to transfer American jobs to the BRIC nations. Brazil, or Russia, India, and China. And it's a brand new term. They just came up with it. It's amazing how everybody's using it. They call it neologisms. When I studied psychology, they used to call that one of the symptoms of insanity. And, of course, this is what happens here in America all the time. They create these new words, and everybody uses them. I guess we're all insane. Well, of course, the basic thing is, we are actually in the process, and the government official policy is to transfer American manufacturing jobs overseas, to encourage our factories to move overseas where they don't have to pay any taxes. I mean, if you could go overseas as an individual and make a lot of money and not paying taxes, wouldn't you do it? But, of course, you're not allowed to. Only the major corporations can move overseas and not pay taxes. And we have to ask ourselves, why are they doing that? That doesn't make any sense. You would think that they would want to charge them more to try to bring the jobs back home, or put tariffs on so that they would do the production here in the United States. But the real agenda is not jobs here in America. The real agenda is jobs throughout the world, but they just can't tell the common people what it's really all about. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom. And Melody, Sydney, is gold and silver sales holding up pretty well?
Well, we're going through the summer season, and we certainly had a little bit of weakness during July, and I expect that you'll see things begin to liven up come August and near the end of August. So, you know, with gold, whenever gold has a tendency to trade sideways like we've seen this summer, you get a little softness in the market. The true gold bugs, people who really know what's going on and they're looking to preserve their wealth, they're continuing to purchase gold and silver for those reasons. And but a lot of the first-time buyers, they're just not as many as there were coming into the summer months. So, but I think you're going to see that change real quick. And I think as things heat up come September, October, and again throughout the holidays and the first of next year, I think we're going to see some major changes happening, not only with things that are happening to this country, but also to the prices of gold and silver. I mean, there's still predictions on the table where we'll see gold to 2,000. I think we could still see a possibility of gold around 1,200, 1,250. That was my prediction back in January, and I'm sticking to it. So we'll have to just have to wait and see where we really end up at the end of the year. But the path is set. There's no going back. This whole, it's going to play itself out. And time frames, I believe, can be tomorrow. It could be 3 months from now. It could be 9 months from now, but it will play out. The consequences will be had, and people will have to face these various decisions that Washington is making. If anybody's read any part of that health bill, and I'm sure you have, Dr. Stan, that's one scary piece of legislation, and people should be screaming their head off not to get that passed. But it's things like that that gets passed in these times. And of course, you know, is there other reasons why they're trying to get it passed? you know, with this the scare of the flu coming this fall. So I think a lot of things are going to come to pass, and everything's going to happen all at once, and it looks like it could be this fall.
And, of course, President Obama, addressing the AARP, American Association of Retired People, said, why, of course, all these scare tactics about rationing health care to the elderly and withholding health care to the elderly, why, that's just not true. We would never, take away the Medicare rights of the people. And, of course, he's lying like he lied about getting us out of Iraq. You remember we were going to get out of Iraq, got to pull our troops out, and we're going to just leave the non-combat troops there, 100,000 non-combat troops, and we're going to take away their rifles, their pistols, and all their hand grenades, and every means they have, their non-combat troops. And anybody believes that, we're going to leave our troops there indefinitely in Iraq. And, of course, now they've expanded the war in Afghanistan, and they're sending another 20,000 troops to Afghanistan. Wait a minute, I thought it President Obama was going to get us out of the war. Well, the same thing. You got nothing to worry about. We're going to bring in this new health care bill. We're going to expand it to 46 million people. And we're going to cut spending. The only way we can get the economy under control, get the budget under control, is to bring in this massive, new, very expensive health care program that every other place has been tried. It cost a tremendous amount more than anticipated. But believe me, we can expand health care, we can provide quality care, and we can cut spending. And if you honestly believe that, you've got to be incredibly naive.
There was a panel on CNBC last night with Maria Bartiromo. She had 6 or 7 guests on there, and they were discussing this. I think his name is Michael Milligan. He was on there. They had a representative from the AMA and several other people. And I probably watched about 15 minutes of it. And when you talk about insanity and you listen to what these people were talking about, I couldn't even watch it anymore, Dr. Stan. It's just like, I mean, these are the people who wrote and put in a lot of the information and I mean, it was amazing. And I just couldn't watch it anymore. It was, they're insane.
Well, I think people have to understand that the AMA has been infiltrated. They've got their socialists in key positions in the AMA. They're backing this incredible the health plan. In fact, a number of the state organizations, medical societies, are simply ceding and trying to withdraw from the American Medical Association. They're so upset by the betrayal of the leaders of organized medicine. But that's why so many of those leaders are there. I know when I was involved in organized medicine, I asked myself, why would these people, I mean, give the all of their time, you know, dozens of hours every week, you know, to be involved in organized medicine and go to these boring meetings and certainly not really, of course, accomplish anything at all? Why in heaven's name would they do that? And, of course, the answer is really very simple. Because, of course, they are there to betray the physicians and to betray the patients of this country and bring us into a totally regulated and controlled and rationed health care system. And that's what it's really all about. But they can't tell the American public about that any more than they can tell them about the Earth Charter and its plan for equitable distribution of wealth throughout the world and between nations. In other words, basically they're talking about transferring the wealth and the jobs of the United States to other countries. Anybody can read the Earth Charter. It's up on the Internet, written by the nephew of the most powerful man in the United States, David Rockefeller. Stephen Rockefeller wrote this, and it is the plan, of course, to transfer our wealth to other countries. Not their wealth, but, of course, the wealth of the average American. Well, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. But right now, we have Melody with us. And certainly, Melody, as far as what you're hearing from your people who call in there, are people concerned about the possibility of some sort of a crisis associated with the H1N1 virus, or about the very, very real possibility there's going to be some sort of a banking holiday later this year? There are all sorts of rumors out there. Are they trying to just scare us to death, or do you think there's any real substance to them?
I know sometimes when you least expect it, that's when it happens. And I most of my customers they're not concerned about the flu. I think most of our customers are more to the health, and you know, they take lots of vitamins. They keep their immune system strong, and so I don't have a lot of discussion about it. A lot of them believe that it's just a just a lot of lies, and they're not concerned about that. The banking closure is a little bit different. They're a little bit more concerned about that. People have, it's very difficult to hear about people who are getting laid off, can't find jobs, their employment's running out. They need to sell a coin or two to get on to the next month, and hopefully things will turn around. You know, this job can get very emotional, because lots of times these customers are people we've had for 15 plus years.
A lot of them are having real problems. We'll be back in just a moment here with Melody Cedarstrom. Go right ahead, Melody. Pick the story up there.
So a lot of people are hurting out there, and so they are trying to do the best they can.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
On your money, and suddenly he's disappeared, and nobody knows where all their money is, and I just hope and pray that they're going to be able to get some of it back, but nobody knows where Mr. Madoff's money is either, and of course they can put him in jail, but that's not going to do the tens of thousands of investigators who trusted Bernie Madoff, and there's so many schemes like that out there. Do not, and I repeat, do not, let somebody else invest your money. That's one of the advantages of gold and silver. And Melody, we have a caller. Go ahead.
What, Dr. Stan, though? There's so many signs, though. And you know what? I tried to warn my customers 3 years ago that there was something fishy going on at that deal. No one promises double-digit returns. No one tells you to sell your gold to get into currency trading. I've been trying to tell my customers if they called me and I knew that they were interested, I would tell them not to do it. There was something fishy going on. When I had talked to Mr. Kiley 3 years ago, I don't know, it could have been three, four years, whatever, he wouldn't answer my questions. And he basically hung up on me. I knew at that point in time there was something wrong there. But yet, you know what? People are promised double-digit returns. They'd rather fall into and believe double-digit turns than me trying to tell him there's something wrong with the program. He was using the initials USB to make it look like he was part of the large USB banking system.
UBS.
And I did, pardon?
UBS.
UBS,
thank you. Right.
It's late here in Pennsylvania. I mean, I tried to do research on him and try to find out where it was and what was happening. You couldn't find anything, and he would never answer questions. It was like, you don't need to know. Well, I'm sorry, folks. You do need to know, and the signs were there. I saw them. I tried to tell my customers, and yet I know many of my customers got involved, and I'm really sorry. And so you do have to be so very careful out there.
And of course, just because somebody is on a Christian radio station or on a shortwave station, apparently Mr. Kiley was on WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio, but they can't check out everybody. They don't know I'm on WWCR too. They don't know whether I'm honest or not. All they want is, the payment, which we pay them every month, to be on there, but at least we're not selling, foreign bank accounts that are going to give you double-digit returns. And believe me, I've seen this over and over and over again. Well, we have a caller, Melody, who wants to know what type of gold and silver people should get. Do you recommend that people get coins, bullion coins, junk silver, bars? How should people be investing in gold and silver today, and what forms?
What I believe people need to purchase on what's suitable for them. We do an 80% gold, 20% silver. And again, that's based on an individual's objective also. If a person's stronger believer in silver, I'll tell them why I believe 80-20. I'll listen to what his thoughts are, and then we try to come up with a proper percentage. But a rule of thumb is 80-20. I always try to ask people what they're currently holding. A lot of people don't like to tell me. That's okay. It's kind of hard to put together and tell you what I would recommend if you're not going to give me some sort of idea. I don't need per piece. I don't need the amount. Just a general, description of what you have. Well, I have all bullion, or I have foreign gold, or I have this. I don't want to know where it's at. And then I'll try to base my recommendations on what a person is already owning. If he owns all bullion coins and he has a significant amount, we'll try to add some $20 gold pieces in there. You know, if he has all $20 gold pieces, depending on what his investment objectives are, we'll try out a little bit of bullion. I have Gold Eagle buyers. That's all they want. I could talk until I'm blue in my face. They want Gold Eagles. That's what they're going to get. We used to try to add 10% of platinum into everybody's portfolio about 15 years ago. I mean, we try to break people's arms to buy 10% of their portfolios. They didn't want it. We quit, and as soon as platinum started rising and so forth, you know, they wanted the platinum. So it really is what's suitable to a person when I try to give my recommendations on what coins they should own. They should really try to stay away from rare coins. That doesn't mean $20 gold pieces are rare coins.
Well, of course, I think most people really don't know enough about, you know, certainly a collector coin to really be in that business. Because I'm sure you do, but I don't think the average individual does. Well, anyway, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And give us a call if you have a question or comment. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and we'll be back here in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I never get tired of hearing Kate Smith sing God Bless America. Of course, I guess this evening is Melody Cederstrom, and we're talking about what is going on financially. And the great tragedy is there are so many sharks out there in the water. An awful lot of people are jumping in, unsophisticated people, and you cannot trust anybody else with your money. I've learned that lesson, a very expensive lesson, but I hope you can learn without going through the distress that I have. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Certainly our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and we were just saying there is a very real problem out there. There are a lot of fast-talking people. People want to get your money, and they want to invest it for you, and they're going to give you great returns. Just be very, very careful. And certainly, do not put all your eggs in one basket. Put them in a lot of baskets. It's a lot more work, but believe me, if you got all your eggs in one basket and somebody steps on that basket, you don't have any eggs. And this is happening. I've heard it so many times, literally in recent months, that people have got into these rich FAST schemes, and they've just been literally wiped out. In fact, I'm concluding my remarks and my analysis of a speech that President Andrew Jackson gave back in 1837. And he talked about the average individual, the laborer, the farmer, the man who had a small business. And they were smart enough to realize that there were no get-rich-fast schemes. And if somebody's got a get-rich-fast scheme, you want to just run as fast as you can for the exit, because believe me, I think that one of the best remarks I ever got, best advice I ever got, was from a doctor who decided not to practice medicine but to go out and try to make a lot of money. But what he said is, Stan, if somebody has a good idea, they can always go to the bank and borrow the money, and they're sophisticated investors. They'll know it's a good idea. They'll be willing to invest it and finance it. If it isn't a good idea or it's a scam, they'll come to you. And when people come to you with a business proposition, why, you're a lot better off just to let it pass by, because, of course, for every person who ever makes it big, 1,000 are going to lose their investments. Well, our guest is Melody Cederstrom. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Melody, I'd like you to go ahead and get out your telephone number and your web page, and just let people know how to get in touch with you if they'd like to.
Our telephone number, Dr. Stan, is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And if you'd like to visit a website, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. We have radio programs that you can listen to, articles that you can read, and if you're a new beginner to gold and silver, lots of answers to questions, commonly asked questions. And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And, of course, you can always call us, and we'd be more than happy to help you out.
All right, fine.
And I have, Dr.
Go right ahead.
I have all my eggs in one basket.
All right, fine. Well, but but nobody knows where the basket is. That's the thing. And I think
people do need to be very careful. And you know, when you ask your question, what types of coins that people should buy or what type of gold, they really do need to buy coins that are recognizable and acceptable. And I think since we're here, most people would recognize and accept U.S. coins a little more readily than they would any type of foreign gold or any type of bar that you would purchase, whether it be gold or silver. People like coins. Usually if you can purchase a government-minted coin, regardless of the government, you'll probably get a little bit better resale value on that also. And so that's what we try to do. And we try to fit coins that are suitable to the customers. And the one thing I do that I'm sure no one else does is I listen. I listen to my customers. And that's why we do such a great job. I just worked with a woman a couple of weeks ago. She purchased coins back in 2005, a fairly sizable amount. And on some of her coins, she's making money, but she's still losing money on some coins. And back in 2005, she should have been far ahead of what she purchased. And so also you can also get into the same trap when purchasing gold and silver coins. So you need to be very careful out there. You shouldn't wait 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. I mean, what if there was a banking holiday and you're waiting, you know, 4 to 6 weeks for your delivery of coins? Get your coins as fast as possible and build a relationship with someone. And because one of these days you're going to sell your coins, and you want to make sure that you don't have to wait. I was told there was a dealer in New Orleans that it took a month to get a check after you sent your coins in. Another one was 3 days. Another one was a week. Another one, so there's various times we send checks out. If we get the product one day, a check will go out the next. If I'm busy and I don't get it out that day, I will express mail a check to you because I figure it's my responsibility to get it to the customer. So that's how we differ here at Discount.
Well, you know, I think that, Sydney, people should be, when I say diversify, I think you ought to be in gold. I think you ought to be in silver. And I think Melody's idea of having some money in platinum is also an excellent idea. You know, people, they just don't understand that we don't know what's going to happen, but you want to at least maintain some of your wealth. And let's imagine that they were to nationalize gold. Well, some people would turn the gold in, but they're not going to nationalize platinum. It's a precious metal, but it is an industrial metal as well, and they can't very well nationalize that. So the more things that you have, simply the safer you are. We are living, I think, at the most uncertain times in my lifetime, and believe me, I've been around for a long time, and I've made a lot of mistakes. So diversify, and certainly there's nothing wrong with being all in metals, but certainly you would want to have various types of metals. You would want to have some, traditional, probably. There's gold eagles. You'd want to have some $20 gold pieces, and certainly you'd want to have things that would be readily recognizable. But you pick up the story there, Melody.
You're right, and it comes to the suitable. If he has $5,000 to spend and it was all his only investment, I would probably recommend 1 ounce gold eagles. If someone is making an initial $5,000 order and is going to be adding to his portfolio, I'll probably give him a little bit of a mixture of the coins so he becomes familiar with the coins. So when he makes his next purchase, then he knows what I'm talking about. He can relate to that coin with the prices, and that way he can make an informed decision based on my experience in the business and with the coins. It's a sort of a meeting of the minds, and he gets the best portfolio for his money and what his investment objectives are. You can still do that with gold and silver. And I'm probably the only one that bothers to take the time to do that. I just don't push one coin to fit everybody's portfolio. I'm probably the only one that every customer in my portfolio is making a fairly good profit. Probably those that didn't purchase in the past 6 months when we had gold, going over $1,000 and we had, $400 or $500 run in coins with an $80 move in gold, spot gold, I think they'll be able to make a profit, but they'll take time. I mean, I don't expect people, and you shouldn't expect people, I don't expect to make a profit in 6 months. It'd be nice, but, you have to be a little realistic. We just happen to have a little bit of pullback in gold, and I think you'll see the returns on those coin prices. Everyone else in my customer base is making money, not like someone who bought back in 2005 and is not even breaking even on some coins. And I'll tell you, there's lots of those people out there.
Well, they got somebody sold them coins that they shouldn't have. There are a lot of commemorative coins that they want to sell you. Oh, my goodness, this used to sell at three times what it's selling at for today. Well, commemorative coins are, they're worth probably the gold that's in them, and not that much more. There are very, very few of these that have any collector's value at all. So be very, very careful. Remember, when somebody's trying to sell you something, they're trying to sell you something. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got John calling from Albany, New York. Hi, John. How you doing?
Good, thank you, Dr. Stan. How are you tonight?
Doing fine. Do you have a question for Melody?
Yes, I do have a question for Melody. Good evening, Melody.
Good evening, John.
Hi. Regarding the precious metal coin, from your description, it sounds like you need substantial surplus money to buy coins. I could be wrong about that. However, I own some silver, which the reason I have it is to use for currency. So I wondered if you could speak to that aspect of precious metals.
Well, I think silver is great to use as a currency. I mean, you can buy 90% silver and it's still spendable. Of course, you don't want to take it to the grocery store and spend it today. You're buying it both for the silver content and the ability to spend if necessary. So 90% is great to purchase silver. A lot of people go into buying gold and silver as their mainstay of wanting to be able to spend. But we still have to look at your purchasing as an investment. You kind of have to put the two together. I've seen people put large sums in fractional pieces of gold, like 10-ounce Philharmonics and maple leaves. The smaller you go in the size of the coin, the more you're going to pay for your gold. Some people like that, and that's okay. But another person might buy it because he wants that spendability. He wants that smaller piece. and he'll end up buying a lot of fractional pieces. Well, he would have been better off to buy some 1 ounce gold coins to get more gold for your money. That's your ultimate goal, is to get as much gold as possible for your dollars. That doesn't mean that you can't get fractional pieces. That doesn't mean you can't get $20 gold pieces. It just means that you're going to stay within this select range to keep you from going in either direction, to keep you out of the bars and to keep you out of out of the rare coins. So again, it comes back to the suitability of you and where you're at. Budget plays a big part in everything.
Right. Yeah, I just have a regular job. I don't believe I don't ever see me owning a Maple Leaf or a Krugerrand or a $20 gold piece. When you say a $20 gold piece, well, how much is a $20 gold piece?
Well, they range. I'm not fond of the circulated ones, but if you get up into the mint state coins, you're looking over $1,500.
Yeah. Well, I certainly would, if I had the surplus cash, I wouldn't hesitate to own precious metals like that.
Well, it all comes back to the suitability, and that's what I try to explain to people. It's what suits you.
Right, right.
Well, basically, if somebody has a limited amount of money, how do you feel about them possibly just going ahead and buying junk silver if they have maybe $5,000 to invest?
Junk silver is great. You know, this is, again, I listen to what their needs are, what they're trying to accomplish, why they're going into gold and silver. If they just want some spending money, fine. Get some 90% silver, maybe get a few 10th-ounce gold eagles.
Okay, fine. Anything else, John?
That'll do it, Dr. Stan. Thank you, Melody. Good night.
Good night. Okay, fine. That's John listening up there in Albany, New York. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And remember, of course, we are not financial advisors. We're just telling you what we think as far as this is concerned, because I've been around for a long time, made a lot of mistakes, and I hope I can keep you from making the same sort of mistakes. But the one thing is that when somebody wants you to give them your money so that they can invest it for you and give you 12, 15, 20% interest rate, or I remember one time here in Santa Cruz, all the people at the church I went to were investing in a commodity computerized trading system, 40% a year. And believe me, people were making 40% a year, and a lot of the people in the church invested because other people were making 40% a year. It was just too good to be true, and it really was. I didn't get into it. I know one of my orthopedic surgeon friends got into it, lost $80,000. That's the way the game is played, and you know, people keep going back into that sort of thing over and over and over again. You would think that they'd learn the lesson, but it's an expensive lesson to learn.
I just want to make a comment too. You had mentioned something about spending. I believe there's a big difference between purchasing items for spending and preserving your wealth. You know, and that's where I try to listen to people and base it on their budget, what they already have, to see, because I do believe gold is going to be your mainstay for preserving your wealth. 90% silver is great for bartering and spending, but I wouldn't want to put all my wealth in spending material. I'd want to preserve it through gold. So, you know, I do try to make a distinction with the customers when they're asking, you know, what they should do with their $5,000. So.
Sure, and I think that it's different with everybody.
Absolutely.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, the number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's certainly here in California. It's really amazing to see this scenario unfolding. As you know, why they just recently cut $26 billion from the budget, bringing the spending down to about $95 billion where it was 5 years ago. However, the state is getting very little money from their income tax. They're getting very little money from their sales tax. They're getting even less money from their gasoline tax. And the money, of course, which is budgeted to be spent, is not coming in. And so I suspect that they're going to see even more dramatic cutbacks in the spending by our state government. Our local governments are really being hurt because of their incomes are dramatically down. And I can just see this cascade of events. Certainly the large automotive plant up in Milpitas will be closing. Certainly we're finding factories all across California shutting down, and with that people are losing their jobs, and then they're not paying taxes. So basically, of course, we begin to see, I think, all across America, a contraction of government spending. Of course, government is really one of the largest spenders in the nation. And, of course, the federal government has the advantage that they can go in and print money. But if they print money, of course, eventually it could lead to a hyperinflation. Now, of course, we're losing a lot of assets. We're losing, certainly, there has just been $60 trillion of loss of assets, just of credit all throughout the world, and probably there's another 30 or 40 trillion that's going to just simply disappear before this is all over. And so they're pouring money out to replace the money that has simply disappeared. So many people lost money in the stock market, lost money in the commodity market, lost the value from their homes, but there never was any real value there. There was no value in the stock market. It was all contrived. There was no value in the value of the homes. They were all contrived, artificially run up, and now, of course, they're contracting. We're living, at a very, very trying time in history, don't you think, Melanie?
Yes, we are.
So basically, of course, the question is, how are you going to survive? And certainly, one reason we have Melody on. Melody does support Radio Liberty, but I believe that people are going to have to try to preserve some of their assets, and you want to get out of debt. And then if you have anything left over, invest in something that is not going to be wiped out as the dollar rapidly declines in value. When's it going to happen? I don't know. But I do know, of course, there's no instance in all history where a nation has gone into a fiat money system and that nation has survived. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I just want to touch on a point. Recently, I've been getting a lot of calls about, you know, should I put gold on my credit card? You know, should I take it out?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188.
One more time with that telephone.
1-800-375-4188.
Well, good night, Melody. We'll
good
be
night,
talking to you later. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Melody Cederstrom. And, of course, we have been talking about the situation financially. Well, we are in the worst financial situation our country has ever been. Cindy, we carry an excellent book. It's called Meltdown. It's written by Professor Thomas Wood. We've actually had Thomas Wood on with us in the past. He is, of course, an adjunct professor at the Ludwig von Mises Institute. He explains what is happening today from the point of view of the Austrian economics, and he's absolutely right. I mean, history has proven that the Austrian economics are right, and the Ben Bernanke and the modern and Keynesian economics are going to lead us to disaster. They tell us, just trust us, we're going to get you out of this mess. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're the ones who got us into this mess, and you need to read Meltdown by Thomas Wood. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927, and then, of course, we have the book, The Coming Battle. It was written in 1899 by Mr. Walther, and it basically tells how the banks were eventually going to take over control of our government. And if you don't think that the banks, of course, it's not just the banks, it's the Brotherhood of Darkness, which controls the banks, controls the government today, why you really don't understand anything that's going on, or the Master Plan, or the Earth Charter, which is the Mein Kampf of what's going on today. And, of course, it was written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller. When David Rockefeller created the Trilateral Commission, he's a permanent member of the Bilderbergers. He is the honorary permanent chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. David Rockefeller, of course, is the man who admits in his own memoirs on page 405 that he's part of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States. You need to read it. You need to see it to believe it. We do carry that book, Memoirs by David Rockefeller. And then, of course, we actually have the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. If I could suggest some talks, my talk on the financial tsunami about 4 years ago with the syllabus, my recent talk on the financial Armageddon with the syllabus, this information is vitally important to see how they created the problem. And by they, I'm talking about the Brotherhood of Darkness, and of course, they tie into the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations. They do have an agenda. They do have a plan. And of course, their plan is to destroy the economy of the United States and to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, and of course, a one world religion, and a one world leader. Because behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. If you want to get into that, you need to get the DVD set, the Secret Mystery set. There are 3 DVDs in it. And you want to get the DVD, talk that Constance Cumby gave, called The Emergence, talking about the emergence of the coming world leader. Or you want to get our 4 CD set. It's called the Aquarian Conspiracy for my interviews with Constance Cumby. It will give you the information you need to begin to put things together. And then, of course, if you really, of course, want to see things from a prophetic point of view, let me suggest Pastor Billy Crone's 10 DVD set, part 1 and part 2, the final countdown, pointing out what the prophecies were that were written 2,000 years ago and how you are actually witnessing their unfolding today. And you see, basically, lots of interesting video clips, lots of scripture there. But certainly, after watching those, you will really understand what's going on today. It's all carrying out the prophecies of 2,000 years ago. Well, certainly, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, are they going to be the views of Shelley Kalnitsky, and we're going to be talking about cell phones. Now, why would anybody want to be talking about cell phones? Well, I really became rather intrigued with this subject when maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, one of my very closest friends told me about the publication he'd gotten from the University of Washington. He was actually an alumnus of the University of Washington, and in the alumni bulletin, they were writing about a professor up there who'd been studying cell phones and the DNA damage, the damage to the DNA of cells from exposure to the radiation from cell phones, and as a result of that, of course, the university had been actually threatened not to release any of that information. And of course, it was rather intriguing, the fact that somebody would threaten the university. They were told that they would lose a lot of their grants, a lot of their access to getting information out, to training their students, and those grants would be withheld if they reveal the truth. Well, the fact that there really, of course, was this organized effort to conceal information on cell phones really intrigued me, so I began to look into this, and, well, I've learned a lot about it in the meantime. Well, recently, of course, we ran into Shelley Kalnitsky, of course, who basically has something called Wave Shield, and Wave Shield actually allows you to actually protect yourself, at least the external auditory meatus, a little hole in the side of your head, where, of course, the sound goes in from a cell phone, and to actually protect that from a cell phone radiation. So without further ado, Shelley Kalnitsky, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about how you got involved in this, what you have learned. Are cell phones dangerous when they're used as much as most people use them today?
Well, what happened, Dr. Stan, I was watching ABC 2020 in the fall of 1999, and they did a 20-minute segment on cell phone dangers, and they showed tests from Europe that indicated the potential health risk, and the cell representatives denied there was a problem, and they're still denying it today. I knew nothing about cell phones. It tweaked my interest. So I went online. I started researching studies going back 15, 20 years. They were positive, negative, inconclusive. And then I found products that claimed to block radiation. I had companies send them to me, and they were all phonies. And I have a dozen of them, phony shields and discs that claim to harmonize radiation and block radiation. I have no valid testing. By pure luck, I found material in Asia that claimed to block radiation. I had them send me a piece, and I tested it through a universal testing method, and the material blocked 99% of the radiation from penetrating the material. The material is patented, and it was developed to protect workers in radioactive environments for their clothing, and it's still used that way today in nuclear plants. So in January of 2000, I created a product called the Wave Shield. And I sent it to a U.S. government-approved lab to test on phones, and we got great results. Now, just so everyone understands, when a call comes in, it comes in off the antenna. Half the radiation goes into space. The rest forms around the side of the head where you hold the phone against your ear and runs through the body of the phone. The Wave Shield does not block that. What we're blocking, as you indicated, is the radiation coming into your inner ear where the nerves and blood cells are. Because the ear is the highest absorption rate of radiation in the body, and this is where most of the reports of tumors and health problems have been.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Shelley, go ahead. Pick up the story.
So most of the reports of tumors have been directly behind the ear, not on the chin and forehead. Then when I discovered that cordless phones are equal or worse than cell phones, I made a larger shield the size of a quarter. And by the way, the shields go over the holes, the slit that you listen through, right on the surface of the phone, and without affecting reception. And cordless phones used to be a weak radio signal. If you left the room or went outside, you lost the call. Well, now you can be a block and a half, 2 blocks from the base, you don't lose the call. So we've gone from 200 megahertz of radio wave to 900 megahertz of microwave, 5.8 gigs of power. And I made these to, the Wave Shield. I've been doing this for 9 years. I have distributors all over the world, largely in the health field. And children are at the greatest risk because their brain tissue is still developing, their skulls are thinner, the radiation goes deeper into their brains. And you're in Europe especially, they've been using cell phones a lot longer. France recently banned all advertising to children. And Britain and Germany, Switzerland, Sweden have restrictions on the age at which children can use phones, cell phones. But not in this country. You have 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds using cell phones. And then I created a website called the Cell Phone Radiation News Bureau, cprnews.com. And if you go there and click on World News, I have posted over 170 studies and research from around the world. Only 2 studies are from the United States.
So, in other words, basically there's been very little research on the danger of cell phones here, but of course it's been thoroughly researched overseas, and actually you comment that you have a large number of these reports available on one of your websites. How many reports are there?
I have over 170 studies and reports from universities, professors, etc., and governments, mostly from Europe. And like the British government have spent over $15 million on cell phone safety research over the years.
Do they have any recommendations on cell phone?
Well, as far as cell phones, there is a website on CNET, CNET.com, that lists the highest and lowest radiation phones. So if someone's looking for a new phone, I recommend they go to CNET.com. But they have limited the age at which children can use phones. And they have done a lot of research and study and reports over the years. And in Sweden, they've done a lot of research.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Shelley Kelnitsky. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Shelley Kalinitsky, we're talking about the danger of cell phones, and people sort of say, well, that really, I mean, I hear all about these other dangers, but cell phones, everybody's using them. Yes, that's exactly true. Everybody is using them because they do not realize how dangerous they are right now. I'm not saying you should not have a cell phone. You should not take it with you when you're going on a trip. Just in case something should happen, it's very convenient. When I go on a trip and I get to the hotel, I could call my wife rather than having to use a hotel telephone, which is exorbitantly expensive. But I don't talk very long on it. If I spend, 10 minutes or 15 minutes on a cell phone every year, why, that's exorbitant for me. Now, basically, the cell phone industry had actually hired a gentleman named Dr. George Carlo. And Dr. Carlo, his job was to find out if there was any danger associated with the use of cell phones. He was hired by the cell phone industry. Why don't you tell the story of Dr. George Carlo? Because it is fascinating, and I'll tell our listeners afterwards what I've learned about Dr. Carlo since our last conversation. But you pick up the story.
Well, as you said, Dr. Carlo was hired by the cell industry in the late 90s to research whether cell phones were safe or not. He found out they were not. He jumped ship, and he's become one of the strongest advocates against the cell phone industry. He's written many books, and he forecasts by 2015 we will have up to 500,000 tumors a year from cell phones. Now, I'm getting a half a dozen reports a week just talking to people who know people. A doctor called me recently. His 22-year-old daughter lived on a cell phone, kept it on her pillow at night on while she slept so she wouldn't miss a call, died of a tumor behind her ear, 22 years old. So George Carlo has been the one who really opened this all up and brought this out.
And he actually wrote a couple of books on it, didn't he?
He's written books on it. And there was another book that was written. I don't have the doctor's names in front of me. It was sent to me a few years ago, written by two prominent doctors here in the U.S. And they did a 10-year study on thermal and non-thermal energy going into the ear. And the title of the book is Cellular Phones, RF Radiation, Medical Menaces of a Modern Day Convenience. That's the title of the book. Now, as you indicated, cell phones are important to stay in touch with people for emergency, but we've become addicted to them. And you see people walking around, they've got the phone in their hand, they're looking for a call, waiting for a call. They talk for hours about nothing because they're bored. Whether they're on a bus, they're on the beach, they're in their car, you watch, you see three out of four people driving are on a cell phone. And not only is it dangerous for accidents, but you're also in a metal container, and the radiation off that antenna is there. And over a long period of time, the Japanese did a study on the bullet trains, and because half the radiation goes into space, and you're in a metal container in your car. So the studies go on. The important study that came out in the U.S. about a year ago, Dr. Herbelman, the head of the Cancer Institute at the University of Pittsburgh, warned all staff and employees to reduce cell phone use to reduce the risk of cancer. And one of his staff was on Larry King when Larry King did a show on Are Cell Phones Safe? And on the same show, he had from Australia interviewing Dr. Vinnie Carana, a world-renowned neurosurgeon who's won over 14 awards, who finished the study about a year ago, and the headlines were, cell phones could cause more cancer than cigarettes. So there's more and more studies coming out, but something very important. In mid-September, the U.S. Congress is going to take a very strong look now at cell phone and cell phone radiation, and the senator leading this, the lady, had a brain tumor, and she's taking a very strong position on this investigation, and this is taking place in Washington in mid-September, according to a latest report I've seen.
Well, it's very interesting. I wanted to track down Dr. George Carlo. I thought we'd get him on the program here, and so I went up on the internet, and sure enough, George Carlo, I've written a couple of books and on cell phones, and But you try to track down his institute, and somebody has created an institute with exactly the same name. And when you try to find Dr. Carlo, why, of course, you get this other institute. You call them, and they say, oh, we have no idea where he is. You finally track him down. It took me 45 minutes. I finally got a telephone number, called the telephone number, and they said, well, of course, that used to be his number, but, of course, that's no longer his number. We call Information Washington, D.C., and they have no idea where he is. We have an address, but Dr. Carlo, at least as far as I could find, you know, in a short period of research, has sort of disappeared or is very, very difficult to find. But the fact that another organization would take exactly the same name as his organization, is that done simply by accident? Or is that done as an organized effort to suppress information? I can't tell you one way or the other. Well, I've seen this sort of thing over and over again. If you want to learn about, of course, fluoride, you go to fluoridealert.org. But if you get the wrong suffix there, that is fluoridealert.net or fluoridealert.com, what do you find? Why, of course, the American Dental Association, which is pushing water fluoridation, has both of those websites, and if you get the wrong suffix, why, there you're going to go. So they use the names, or similar names, to actively suppress information. And when I found that Dr. George Carlos, who's written extensively on the cell phones, but it's almost impossible to reach him if he can be reached because of other people have taken the name of his organization, and when you call him, you get absolutely no help, and his telephone seems to have been disconnected. I guess it may be very dangerous to come out and try to tell the American people the truth today. That's Carlo, C-A-R-L-O, George Carlo, and maybe somebody can help me track him down. Well, anyway, Shelley, certainly you've been out in the front lines of this. Have you noticed this sort of strange coincidences? In fact, you're aware of the threats up there at the University of Washington, aren't you?
Well, yes. When you mentioned that, Dr. Henry Lau, who's been at the University of Washington for years, has been studying radiation, EMF, electromagnetic fields, radiation for years and years. And he was actually, Senator Tom Hayden introduced a bill in California about 6 years ago to force the manufacturers to put a warning on the outside of the package, like tobacco. And Dr. Henry Lau was there supporting Senator Tom Hayden. And Henry Lau has been doing experiments. He did one with rats in a maze, hit them with radiation. They lost their short-term memory, couldn't find their way back through the maze. And about a year and a half ago, somebody contacted me and said, Shelley, go to the University of Washington archives. And I looked it up, and the cell industry tried to get Dr. Henry Lau fired from his job at the University of Washington.
So this is how much confidence they have in their product. They want to go destroy the career of anybody who tells the American people the truth. Well, if that really is the case, then should people give up their cell phones, or should they just restrict their use and, of course, get a face shield to help themselves?
Cut down on the use. We're using them too much. As I say, it's a valuable tool for emergencies, to stay in touch with people, like you said, when you travel, or let somebody know you arrived safely, etc., or talking to your family. But we're talking too much on the phones. And they're encouraging you to talk more by giving you free nights, weekends, whatever, and putting up more microwave towers, which is another tremendous danger. Now, microwave towers, of course, transmit the electromagnetic field, the signal to your phone. And lead from buildings interferes with that. So they're putting them on top of buildings, and they're putting them in neighborhoods. Where I live, they put one about 2 miles away over a school. They paid the school money, didn't tell them what it is. There's radiation falling on that school. And up in Tampa, Florida, they've got a lot of schools with microwave towers over them. A gentleman called me a while back. He said, Shelley, they put a microwave tower about 150 yards from our house, we can feel the heat on the side of the house. What should we do? I said, get it removed or move.
Well, now, what's the difference between microwave and radio wave?
Well, radio waves are safe. In other words, if you've got an old phone in your home that's wired, That's a radio wave. There's no radiation coming into you. If you've got, like I say, a wired phone, or like operators who are taking calls, that's wired phones. That's safe. But a cordless phone or a cell phone is getting the signal from a microwave tower, and that's radiation. That's an electromagnetic field of radiation coming in with the signal. And another thing, when you're driving and you're moving from place to place, you are losing one signal, and there is a burst of energy from a new tower coming in, and you're not even aware of it. So as you're traveling and you're using the phone, you're getting bursts of energy, more radiation coming. There was a study came out of Sweden a few years ago. People who live in rural areas receive more radiation because they have to increase the strength of the signal to reach their phone.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to. You'll give us a call if you have a question or comment. But there's really so much to learn about this. Certainly we see the people with the Bluetooth. You've probably seen them. You wonder what they've been doing. They got this funny-looking thing on their ear. It's sticking out, you know, and they're simply walking along, talking, and there's nobody there. And you suddenly realize this is a little, of course, a cell phone, a transmitter. What about the Bluetooth? Is that safe?
No, it's a dangerous product because the signal... and the phone is carrying radiation directly into your ear, and you see them flashing, people walking around waiting for a call. It's on. It's in contact with a microwave tower, so there's radiation sitting there all the time, as long as it's on. And it's worse when a call comes in. And people tend to talk longer because it's very convenient. There's no wire. You see them walking around talking about nothing.
All right, fine. Well, again, our telephone, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. This is not something to simply shrug off. It's a very real problem. Well, what about the wireless laptop computer service? What is that? Is it the same type of radiation?
Well, there's radiation.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Of cell phone, but go right ahead.
Right, yes. Actually, I have two questions. I have one of your wave shields, and I've had it about a year now. I'm not a heavy user of the cell phone, but I wanted one of those as soon as I found out about it. And two questions. One, I know it was not supposed to be removed once it was put on a phone, but I had just received it. I put it on my phone, and it died that minute. So I got a new phone, and I did transfer it to a different phone where it's been ever since, and it seems to be sticking as tightly as it did to the first one. So my first question is, was that okay? And my second question is, do these things get used up? I understand that they do have a lifespan, and how do you know when it's time to change it?
All right, those are both very good questions. First of all, The patented material, the mesh material in the middle which blocks the radiation, has a special coating on it, Maggie. Mm-hmm. When it gets all black, it's time to replace it. And that's strictly from rubbing, moving the phone around in your ear over time. On an average, about a year. Some people longer, some less if they're heavy users. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about taking it off one phone and put it in another, yes, you can do that. It voids the warranty to protect me because I've had people rip them, bend them, break them, and send them back and say, hey, look what happened. But people do every day, if they're careful, lift it off one phone and put it on another, and they're fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, it suffered no damage.
Well, Maggie, if you need another one, we are going to be carrying it. We just think that it's a great product. So anything else, Maggie?
No, thank you. You've answered my questions, and I'll probably be ordering one soon.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for Shelley Kalnitsky. And, Chris, why don't you go ahead and get your website out there? You actually have a couple of websites, and one of them has certainly a list of a large number of studies. I think you said well over 170.
Right,
how can people get that information?
Well, it's the Cell Phone Radiation News Bureau, www.cprnews.com. And when you open it up, on the bottom, click on World News. And I have posted over 170 studies there. And you can, going back to the last few weeks, going back to the last 5 years. And one of them of great interest, Dr. Stan, when I heard that 10th Senator Ted Kennedy had brain cancer, my first reaction was, does he use the cell phone and cordless phone on the left side of his head? There are three types of tumors connected to cell phones. The most common one is called an acoustic neuroma. It's not cancerous, but it causes a growth in the inner ear, which affects the nerves and blood cells and the function of the brain. The second one, which is cancerous, of the pituitary and salivary gland. And the third one, called a glioma, is what Senator Ted Kennedy has, and he does not even know it. And I've tried to reach the Kennedy family to send some wave shields, but I have not been able to reach them.
All right, well, what about Johnny Cochran? Certainly his family thinks that, you know, his brain tumor was related to the use of a cell phone.
Well, everyone knows who Johnny Cochran is, the famous lawyer, O.J. Simpson's lawyer. He died 2.5 years ago of a tumor directly behind his ear, and his daughter on CNN said, "The cell phone killed my father." He was probably on that cell phone 8-10 hours a day. And they diagnosed him with a tumor behind his ear 2 years before he died, and didn't connect it to the cell phone. He could still be alive today.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the thing is there an increasing incidence of brain cancer? Do we know?
Yes, it's going up all the time because people are overusing the phones, and we have more young people using them at a younger age. And a lady called me recently, and her son's class, a 14-year-old, has a tumor behind his ear, 14 years old. And we are going to see over, as George Carlos said, by 2015, he forecasts we're going to have up to 500,000 tumors a year from cell phones. People are overusing them. They're walking around. They've got them, you know. Another problem is they've got them on their hip. And when the phone's on, you have radiation going into your hip. And one of the studies that came out a couple of years ago, it affects men's fertility, lowers the sperm count.
I think that's really very interesting, and somebody had called and wanted to know what your documentation was, and of course it's all on
CPRNews.com. All the studies, I've just posted them and reported them from around the world.
That's CPNNews.com.
CPR.
CPRNews.com. We'll be right back. Let's stand back here, and of course, I guess Shelley Kalnitsky, and we're talking about cell phones, cell phone dangers, cell phone damage. I think, of course, that the idea that carrying your cell phone on your hip with it on all the time can influence the sperm count, well, stranger things have certainly happened here. this is Dr. Stan. Certainly our guest this evening, Shelley Kalnitsky. We're talking about the danger of cell phones. His website, www.cpr, and is that .org or .com?
CPRnews.com.
CPRnews.com. And certainly you can certainly go ahead and simply go to your search engine, get to the website, if you can't remember the website. But certainly, what other sort of things that you say you have over 170 articles on the dangers of cell phone? Are they talking about DNA damage? Are they talking about tumors? You mentioned the decrease in the sperm count in men who carry the item on their hip. What other sort of things?
I just went on CPR News and I went back to December. Cell phones cause kidney failures. They can certainly see damage to the heart and the kidneys. And because the radiation causes red blood cells to leak hemoglobin, and the hemoglobin, which carries oxygen, can lead to heart disease and kidney stones. Now, these studies were carried out by Professor Edward Tuttum in the medical school in West London. And also, a lot of studies have come out of Sweden. Lund University, for instance, they found that 2 minutes of exposure to emissions from cell phones can disable a safety barrier in the blood, causing proteins and toxins to leak into the brain. And, we're talking over a period of time, too. Most of the tumors have developed over a 10-year period through normal use. But what's happened is people are using the phones more and more and more, and it's the young people whose tissues are thinner and they're using them at a younger age that are going to be in serious, serious difficulty. Just as I mentioned about the 22-year-old girl dying from overusing the cell phone. And it's going to happen at a faster, faster pace.
And the fact that there is an organized, orchestrated effort to conceal this information from the public and from the American people, I think is truly diabolical. There's no other explanation for it. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question, you have a comment, but this is something I think everybody should be aware of. You should, certainly very much limit your use of the cell phone. Not that you shouldn't have one, not that you shouldn't have it for emergencies. It's a wonderful thing, but I would also, of course, point out that they can track your activities. They can identify your position if you have a cell phone, and you may not even have it on, but there is software that will allow them to track your position and listen to your telephone conversations even with the cell phone turned off. And the other way, of course, to inactivate it would be to open it up and take out the batteries. I think that this is a potentially very, very dangerous situation as far as personal liberty is concerned. Is that why they don't want the American people to know? Is that why, of course, they're suppressing the information? Is it simply having to do with money? Does it have to do with the fact that they really don't care whether or not this, of course, can lead to tumors or decreased cell count? Of course, if you believe in population control, this is a real advantage. Well, Sydney, our number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and the board's beginning to light up there. Hopefully we'll have some callers for Shelley here in just a moment. Well, Shelley, go ahead, right ahead.
Dr. Stan, I'd just like to say, I don't think the cell industry, like 20 years ago, nobody knew cell phones were potentially hazardous. And, the cell industry, they care about their customers, and they kind of got caught between a rock and a hard place. They could have done something years ago, and they didn't. And if they do anything now, then they're going to look, because all the lawsuits up to now have been thrown out because there has not been conclusive proof that cell phones cause the tumors. And that's going to start to change. And, in fact, I have some associates who have been talking to some of the cell phone industry, and they haven't said no, because what I'd like to offer them is the wave shield to put on their phones and offer it, as part of the package to protect the customers. So, hopefully we can get something done there to protect the, people from the potential health risk.
All right, well, let's go to George, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Hi, George. How are you doing?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I'd like to know from our guest, I'd like to show a testimony that a friend of my, one of my closest friends was calling across country with a cell phone under his head, you know, on the pillow talking to his girlfriend for an hour, and he woke up in the next morning with a tumor in his neck and lower skull the size of a quarter. And I just kind of like to know, if you have like a graph that says how much, you know, how every centimeter, how much percentage goes down that you are away from a phone, something like that.
No, that would be very practically impossible because, as they say on CNET.CNET.com, there's a list of every make of phone. Some have higher or lower radiation levels of SAR, specific absorption rate of radiation. And then depending on the strength of the signal from the microwave tower is going to affect that. And it's over a period of time. It doesn't happen just a couple of few times. It's over, you know, a lengthy period of time. It could be several years. Mm-hmm. So, again, those are, you know.
Have you ever heard of someone getting something that size overnight, I mean, from an hour of use?
It has to be an accumulation. It wouldn't be from one instance. It'd be impossible.
I certainly would agree with that, George. It may have been there all along.
This well, is it wouldn't be a tumor notion. Necessarily. It would be just some sort of swelling of tissue or something like that.
Well, there you are, George. Yeah, because as I say, some of the symptoms are heat, headache, fatigue, tingling, short-term memory loss, hard of hearing. People think they've got Alzheimer's. There could be some swelling. That could be from overusing the phone. That will disappear. It's not a permanent thing, but it could be a symptom, yes.
He had 10 days of recce work before it came down.
Okay.
Every time I drive by a cell phone tower, I feel burning waves in my ear.
Well, you're very sensitive, yeah.
I mean, some people
are sensitive, notice the difference.
Some people, George, are very sensitive. Others are not. That's the thing.
Well, I don't consider it to be very sensitive. I mean, waves are waves. They hit you hard, you know.
Okay, fine. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Thank you so much. Excellent show.
Okay, thanks for calling. Let's go to Claudia, who's calling from Flint, Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Claudia. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
It's pretty late back there in Flint, Michigan.
Pardon me?
It's pretty late back there in Flint.
Oh, yes, it is. It's about midnight almost, I think.
Right.
Yes, what I wanted to ask your guest doctor is if we keep our cell phones, but we want to have them safe and have them with us, what mode or how do we keep them with us? You know, do we take the battery out and just carry it, for instance, me in my purse? Or what do we do to keep
it? No, being in your purse is better than being on your body. And, of course, moving it from different locations, not keeping it in the same spot all the time. Mm-hmm. Like if you had a pocket over your heart, you don't want to keep it there for 5 years. Okay, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
yes.
If you move it around, okay, to different parts, keeping it in a bag, again, it's not touching you. Every centimeter is important.
Oh, all right. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else, Claudia?
No, that'll do it.
All right, fine. All right. There's nothing wrong with having it in your purse, something of that sort, but you certainly don't want to have it on your ear all the time, that's for sure. All right, thanks very much. Again,
thank
our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Shelley Kalnitsky, and of course, he's right on the cutting edge of getting this information together. And we're fortunate to have the information. A few people have talked about this problem in the past, but Shelley does an excellent job of crystallizing that information. Well, do you think that there is a growing awareness across America of the very real danger of DNA and cellular damage from the radiation from cell phones?
It's starting, Dr. Stan. As I say, for years nobody heard about it, but as I talk to more people, they are starting to hear. As I said, the report from Dr. Herbelman, the University of Pittsburgh, a lot of people saw that, and a lot of people saw that Larry King did two shows, one with Johnny Cochran's widow, a neurosurgeon. So people did see that, and there's more and more news coming out. There was another study came out of UCLA University, and they found that women who are pregnant who use cell phones, it affects the child's behavior and increases levels of autism.
Well, that is a rather frightening concept.
Yes.
Because, of course, autism is really such a terrible, terrible disability. Well, Sydney, there are many, many things that Sydney can be influenced by radiation. It has to be concentrated. Certainly we live with a great deal of radiation around us, but when it is very close, concentrated, and when it's concentrated certainly over your brain, and certainly there's this opening in your skull, this external auditory meatus, and of course I have my skull, which I have from my days as a physician there and studying anatomy. I mean, there's this nice little hole there. I mean, I'm sure the brain, the skull certainly gives a certain amount of protection when it's fully developed. I mean, that's why we have this heavy bone surrounding our brain. But, of course, when you get down there to the external auditory meatus, why there is no protection and the radiation can go right in through that. Now, you've actually had this checked out by laboratories to show that you can actually limit the radiation coming out of the sound part of the telephone.
The first testing we did at a U.S. lab, they had a half a dozen phones in the lab, and they tested the earpiece with and without the wave shield on it. And once we put the wave shield on, we blocked up to 97% of the radiation going into the ear. As I said, we don't block out the antenna of the body of the phone, and there are some phony products out there that claim to block all the radiation. If they really worked, they would interfere with the signal. So, as I say, the ear is the highest absorption rate in the body, and that's where the reports of tumors and health problems are, right behind the ear. And my focus in testing with the wave shield was to block the radiation going into the ear, and we've been very successful in doing that.
Well, of course, one of our callers had called in wanted to know the type of radiation, alpha, beta, or gamma, but that really seems to me, as I recall, and I'm not an expert on radiation, but alpha, beta, gamma would be the sort of thing you'd get from a radioactive material, where this is basically a wave. Now, is there a difference between microwave radiation and radio radiation? Is it simply a difference in the frequency?
Well,
what is the difference?
Radio signal is not radiation, okay? It's the signal from a microwave tower that's carrying the electromagnetic field from the signal, the microwaves into the signal into the antenna of your phone. Radio waves are not dangerous. So as I say, if you have a wired phone in your home, that's safe.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. Well, again, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this is a subject which I think people should stop and think about. We are going to have to be responsible for our own health. The government is not going to protect you. And certainly they're working hand in glove with the various corporations that are going around threatening people to silence them. And there was a radio program you mentioned in one of the other programs we've done with you, but where they actually had this big professor who was actually claiming that there was no danger at all from cell phones. He could assure people there were no danger from cell phones, and it turned out he was employed at a large salary by the cell phone industry to say that. What's the background of that story?
Well, about 5 years ago, I did a spot on Showtime on safety products. And they sent a camera crew for 6 hours for a minute and a half. And while they were interviewing me, the producer said, "Shelley, Professor Muldoor, University of Wisconsin, says cell phones are safe. What's your reaction?" I said, "Well, Professor Muldoor was interviewed by Matt Lauer on the NBC Morning Show and made the same statement. And then Matt Lauer said, 'But Professor, aren't you funded by the cell phone industry?' He goes, 'Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with it.'"
And unfortunately, we have an awful lot of prostitutes in the medical profession and in science today who will, of course, give you any sort of a response that you're willing to pay for. What you need is honest people who have no vested interest in anything, just want to get the truth out. And it's very obvious they're spending a great deal of money conceal the truth about the dangers of this product. And certainly, had I not actually, and I have in my files, that article from the University of Washington talking about how the whole university was threatened if they were to allow the scientific data accumulated by one of their researchers to be known by the public. So if there's nothing to conceal, why are they so anxious to conceal it? And the thing is that they know there's a problem. That's certainly Dr. George Carlin, employed by the cell phone industry, tell them that there was no danger. Well, he didn't tell them there was no danger. He told them there was a danger, and he's written several books about it. We've checked this out on the Internet. And I told you earlier about all the trouble I've had trying to track him down. And, of course, you have to ask yourself, why would another major organization take exactly the same name as Dr. Corlin's organization some year, and they did this some years later, and now, of course, whenever you try to get Dr. Corlin, you get this other organization, and they're not at the least bit helpful. I talked to them yesterday morning, and I asked them, well, how can we get to the other organization? They told me to go on the Internet. That's how I got their organization. There really are people who don't want the information getting out. Well, certainly, if you're out there and you have a question, if you're concerned about this very real threat, the number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I think this is something that people need to understand. I think that they need to limit the use of their cell phones. They're wonderful. In fact, there was an article in the Wall Street, in the New York Times, which I just put aside, and basically was in the last week to 10 days, that they had evidence, 10 years ago, of the danger of people driving and using cell phones. And there was some sort of a government study that was actually done at the government expense, and they came to the conclusion that using a cell phone and driving was dangerous. Do you know what happened? Somebody just decided to suppress the story. I wonder why. Have you run into that sort of thing?
Well, not on that one. As I say, laws are being passed state by state, both hands on the wheel. In California, if you're under 18, you cannot use a cell phone in the car. It's against the law.
Well, my understanding was that here in California, you can't use that cell phone if you're driving.
You've got to use a headset now.
Right.
You cannot hold the phone to your ear. In Washington, New Mexico, New York, New Jersey, city of Chicago, other states will follow. One other very important point. About 2 months ago, someone sent me, there was on 60 Minutes Australia.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Shelley Kalinske. Shelley, go right ahead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Go to Shelley's website, that's CPR and News.
CPRnews.com.
There you go.
The bottom, click on World News, and you can go back, and there's over 170 studies, and you'll find about the computers and the Wi-Fi and the danger. These are all recent ones.
Okay, fine, Noreen. We're out of time, but God bless. Thanks so much for calling, and just get all those people up there in Litchfield listening, will you?
Okay.
Good night. God bless. And let's, of course, we've got Shelley, we're going to have to let you go. We're out of time. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Dr. Smith.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine, because Shelley lives back there in Florida, so it's getting pretty late, too. And it's getting late in Litchfield and a lot of our listeners there on the East Coast. So anyway, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there and listening to us and you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to welcome you. A lot of our supporters are having real financial problems today, and we understand that. But, of course, if you are in a position to help and you haven't lost your job yet and you want us to help us get the truth out across America, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I wanted to mention, Chris, we're going to be having our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 25th of October. That's a Sunday, and towards the end of October, we're going to have Tom Horn's going to be there. We're going to have Dr. Catherine Albrecht, who talks on spy chips. We're going to have William Grigg. We're going to have Ashley Moat, who's a member of the European Parliament. She's flying in from London to be with us. Going to be a great day, and hope you can come. And to make your reservation, call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you need rooms, why, we have a block of rooms reserved at a reduced price. But, give us a call and we'll get all the information to you at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't, of course, laid in your long-term storage food, if you haven't got your Berkey water filled, if you haven't got your health products that you really need to boost your immune system, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, what you need, of course, to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret that has been passed down by the secret societies and the disciples and the depths of the mystery religions for 5,000 years. And then, of course, we have my talk on the financial Armageddon, and, of course, the syllabuses or books for those that will help you understand what's going on. We've got a great book by Dr. Thomas Wood called Meltdown. It explains exactly what's going on and why everything the current administration and the past administration did is only going to make the situation far worse. And, of course, sooner or later we're going to have to try to remedy the situation. But we have to ask ourselves, why? These are very smart people. Why aren't they trying to get the economy going? They're telling you why. We're going to take care of the home foreclosures. And, of course, they're having, you know, 400,000 or 500,000 people are losing their homes literally every month today. And, of course, more people are losing their jobs. How could they do such a poor job unintentionally. Oh, they've got all the excuses. It's the lenders. They're at fault. It's the borrowers. They're at fault. And they could have solved the problem back there in October of last year when they got the $700 billion. But Henry Paulson, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, there's a member of the Bilderbergers, the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, who got to take $200 million of his stock. He sold it all, didn't have to pay any income tax on it. Wasn't that nice? Because he was going to become our Secretary of the Treasury and then begin funneling money back to his friends on Wall Street. That's how the system really works. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.